I'm breaking down the wild and weird backstory of Mater. Now, Mater was born in Radiator Springs on January 12th, 1957. He was originally a shiny, blue, and dentless tow truck, and growing up, he'd spend a lot of his time with all of his cousins out west. He'd have spinning contests with his cousin Judd, he'd collect hubcaps with his cousin Buford, and of course, he'd do some tractor tipping with his cousin Cletus, which also meant he spent evenings running away from Frank. Mater, Judd, Buford, and Cletus would also often go fishing for junk in a nearby lake, and it was actually on one of those fishing trips that Mater accidentally tore off his hood for the first time. He'd recover it and wear it for years to come, but he wouldn't be able to keep it on forever. Cousins Tommy Joe, Zeke, and Lewis would also compete with Mater and the rest of his cousins in demolition derbies at Rust Bucket Stadium. There were many years where all of Mater's cousins would battle against each other in the Rust Bucket Race-O-Rama.
It's my favorite racing track in the whole world. Well, it's a family tradition.
But there are still more cousins to account for. Mater also mentioned that he had a cousin Betsy, who was left at the altar, and a cousin Doyle, who was the legendary car who originally taught Mater how to drive backwards.
There ain't no need to watch where I'm going. Just need to know where I've been.
Now, growing up, Mater was actually a bit of a handful for everyone around the town. He'd play pranks on everyone, and he'd say a lot of things at the wrong time, but he was a lovable and humble car who everyone enjoyed having around. Only the big bullying tow truck Bubba and his sidekicks Tater and Tater Jr. were truly mean to Mater, but Mater refused to be pushed around. Mater would eventually prove how capable he was as a truck when he beat Bubba in a race driving backwards. And years later, Mater would even vanquish him again in a race at Rust Bucket Stadium for the towing rights for Radiator Springs. But while Mater was a citizen of Radiator Springs through and through, he didn't actually grow up there throughout his entire childhood. Mater actually spent his younger years on the East Coast, where he lived in a luxurious mansion with his older sister, Mato.
For your information, that eccentric satellite is my sister.
Yeah, turns out Mater descended from a pretty high-class family and had a wealthy background, but he didn't necessarily connect with how his family lived, especially since he had a pretty strained relationship with his socialite sister.
You don't understand. When I get around my sister, something unexplainable happens to me.
Mater often felt like Mato antagonized him for his aw shucks attitude, but he'd push back against her judgment through competition. They'd race backwards against each other, they saw who could draw the best in the lawn and who could climb a tree faster. Everything they did with one another seemed like a way for them to see who was better. While Mater and his sister did admire each other deep down, being around her made him feel nervous and frustrated in his younger years. So once he grew up, he left his family's world behind and moved to where he was born. The one place that truly felt like home to him was, of course, the cutest little town in Carburetor County, Radiator Springs. There, Mater started his own business, Tow Mater Towing and Salvage. As a boy, Mater grew up towing lemons, broken down cars and trucks, and overheated vehicles, so it made sense that as an adult, he'd make it his job. Mater took on the responsibility of bringing any car in need into town so that they could be fixed up and be sent back on the road. And over time, he befriended everyone in town. Mater always had his tow cable on him, he had a vast amount of knowledge on engines, vehicle models, and parts. And with a shared belief with his Grammy Mater, who always used to say one car's trash was another car's treasure, he was ready to serve his hometown in the way he knew best. And Mater would even go on to manage the local impound lot. But that doesn't mean he stayed in Radiator Springs every moment of every decade he lived there. Over the years, Mater would recall many wild tales about his experiences across the world in the Mater's Tall Tales shorts. And while not every aspect of his stories might be true, the fact that there was often proof to back up his claims sure makes it seem like Mater has lived a jam-packed life. Plus, I mean, he grew up and became a successful secret agent, so honestly, I kind of believe anything could have happened to him if he put his mind to it. As the daredevil Mater the Greater, he traveled the country showcasing his insane stunts to massive crowds, which culminated in him successfully jumping Carburetor Canyon. He also became a doctor of internal combustion. After receiving his degree, for some time he lived in a big city to practice medicine and operate as a fire truck, and he also took on work as a private investigator. Mater even told stories about how he inevitably lived in Spain for a period of his life and rose to become a famous bulldozer fighter known as El Matador. But even though he was a capable, well-educated, and world-traveling vehicle. One consistent passion that he kept coming back to was towing.
You need help? Shoot. Why didn't you just say so? That's what a tow truck does.
And some insane opportunities came to him in his early life for taking on those simple tow jobs. Like when Mader provided a long-distance tow for a car all the way to Florida, he was recruited by the National Automotive Space Car Association to become an autonaut. He was sent to space and successfully completed the world's longest tow when he saved another vehicle from the moon, which transformed him into a global hero. But throughout those exciting years for Mader, there was trouble back home in Radiator Springs. After the introduction of Interstate 40, travelers began to bypass Route 66 in Radiator Springs. Without travelers, inevitably the town fell off the map and fell into disrepair. But Mader stayed through it all. He was there for all of the friends who remained in town, even as businesses began to shut down and cars were forced to move away. It was a sad time, but Mader accepted that things had to keep changing, and I really respect him for that. For Mader specifically, his build began to change. I mean, he lost his hood in a ravine near the town, and while he'd find it eventually, at the time he didn't mind not having it. And to be honest, it probably helped his look when he started a garage band. Originally, the band called themselves Mader and the Gas Caps, but eventually the band transformed into a group called Heavy Metal Mader and became a rock sensation. While Mader had achieved fame and recognition across the world on many occasions, though, as time continued to go on, he allowed his paint to fade. He let himself rust over, and he accepted that he was going to be a little run down. But he didn't really mind. He fell apart with a great attitude and didn't feel any shame for who he was or who he was becoming, and that's because he didn't mind being a rusty truck. To Mader, it was more important to preserve how every experience changed him. Mader didn't see himself as a busted up or broken car. All he saw was memories.
I don't get them dents buff, pulled, filled, or painted by nobody. They way too valuable.
Your dents are valuable.
Eventually, Mader surely earned a few more dents and bumps when he became a famous professional monster truck wrestler known as the Tormentor. And similarly to his experience becoming an autonaut, when he completed a tow to Propwash Junction and discovered a flight school, he jumped at the opportunity. Mader got the equipment and the know-how to become a pilot, and that directly led to him being offered a position as a stunt pilot with the legendary Falcon Hawks. But Mader would only be given the permanent ability to fly when he befriended an alien UFO. Between all of Mader's big experiences, though, he was still a normal truck. I mean, he appreciated a nice cool drink of motor oil as much as anyone else. He never became some cool ladies man through his travels. When he fell in love with a truck named Doreen, he was just as helpless as ever.
You know, I used to crash into her just so I could smoke to her.
Mader remained a simple, kind, and innocent truck who was able to enjoy and appreciate every experience he found himself in. But he longed for one more journey. Mader longed to find a best friend, and eventually he would find him. When Lightning McQueen rolled into Radiator Springs, Mader was certain their friendship would be the greatest adventure of his life. If you'd like to continue to dive into the world of cars with me, consider watching my video all about the life of Lightning McQueen's mentor, the fabulous Hudson Hornet, Doc Hudson. And finally, thanks for watching and have a magical day.